know, in a way, it's astounding. There are only 88 different notes on the piano. There are only 12 notes in an octave. There are only 7 notes in any given scale. But within all those limitations, every composer of great note in the history of Western music has developed a very personal sound and style. Composer Bruce Adolph taps into that personal sound and style of composers every week with our Piano Puzzler. He takes a familiar tune and imitates the style of a classical composer. Well, Bruce Adolph is here with me right now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we've got a listener on the line from Kalaheo, Hawaii. Patricia, am I saying that right?
That's right, Kalaheo.
Kalaheo, Hawaii. Patricia Lichholt is joining us. Patricia, which island are you on?
We're on Kauai, which is about 100 miles from Oahu, where Honolulu is.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a musical background, Patricia?
Absolutely not. None. When people ask me if I play, I say I play the stereo.
Okay, well, glad to have you playing our Piano Puzzler. Your job will be to try to guess the tune that Bruce is disguising here and see if you can figure out which composer's style he's imitating at the same time. And I don't know what's coming either, Patricia, so maybe you and I can puzzle this out together.
Great. I'm depending on you, Fred.
Okay. Here's our Piano Puzzler.
Wow, Bruce, that was really something.
Oh, the most rambunctious piano puzzler I think I've ever heard.
That could well be, yes, yes. Usually you don't get that crazy in such a short space of time.
Yeah, so Patricia, any thoughts about what Bruce has put together here?
Oh my goodness, it was brilliant. That was the first thought that came to mind.
I think she's got it right on the head, Fred.
Maybe. Beethoven?
Yes. Hey, listen, for somebody who says she doesn't know anything, and, yes, Beethoven, first guess. Yeah.
What made you think Beethoven before anybody else?
The end there, I think. The big crescendo.
That gigantic pounding at the end. Yeah, well, it's true that even though those chords are fairly common, they're the most common chords imaginable, I think the kind of insistence and power is very Beethoven-like. That's true.
Bruce, are there other things going on here that make this Beethoven?
Yeah. Well, first of all, this is very closely tied to a piano sonata, which is often referred to as the Waldstein Sonata, written for Count Waldstein, which famously begins... And then, of course, at Juilliard, everybody keeps going, you know... just and fall off the keyboard. But actually, that's how it starts. And I imitated the textures, the back and forth. There are some quotes like this. And then there's a long chord progression, which I took right out of this sonata. That's it, but it's pretty famous. And then the tune got thrown in there, which we don't know what it is yet, do we?
So, Patricia, how about that? You say you don't know anything about music, and yet you know the sound of Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata.
Well, I think Bruce did me a real favor there because I happen to have a recording of that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Man, thank you so much.
Well, who do you have playing it? Do you remember?
Vladimir Horowitz, actually.
There you go. Well,
not too shabby of a pianist, Vladimir Horowitz. So, now, Patricia, we've got the composer. What about the tune that Bruce has buried in this piano
really
puzzle?
Tough. I thought I heard a little bit of something there during the slow part, but I just really couldn't catch it.
Bruce, there was so much going on. Can you maybe bring out the melody a little bit more?
Yes, there are a couple of spots where it's pretty clear. At the beginning, it goes back and forth between the high register in the right hand and lower in the left hand in a dialogue. I'll try that. There, the tune is pretty clear, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Well, that's another story. Yeah, there's...
So long.
Right.
So long.
It's so long, yes. It's actually pretty short for a tune that starts so long.
Well, Patricia Lichalt from Kalaheo, Hawaii, for playing, we'll send you two things, a recent CD from Bruce Adolph called Oceanophony, and his new book of piano puzzlers as well, the music to the piano puzzlers.
Thank you, Fred.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, thank you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks, and bye, Fred.